RTS presents Nature Watch, a whole series of stories on Seychelles wildlife. Good evening and welcome to this program. Tonight, Seychellois biologist Nimo Jivan Shah brings us more news from the mysterious world of Seychelles wildlife. After spending many hours crawling on hands and knees in mud, he now reveals the secrets of the bibdélo, or water striders.
One of the most embarrassing moments in my life occurred not too long ago. A group of concerned and well-meaning tourists attempted to rescue me from a small stream in the Vallée de May. Since I was lying on my stomach, facing the mud in the stream, they naturally assumed that I needed help. After reassuring them of my good health and waving them away, I went back to lying in the mud. Puzzled and bewildered, they finally left in a daze, muttering something about mad scientists. I can safely assure you that I am not mad, nor do I enjoy lying full length in the mud. I was simply studying the rare water striders that live in the Vallée de May. Water striders, or bibdélo in Creole, are aquatic insects that inhabit most of the quiet streams of Mahé. There are several species in Seychelles, although nobody seems to know much about them. Some water striders I sent to England recently turned out to be a new species. Water striders have the unnerving ability to run rapidly on the surface of water. Water is a pernicious substance which will give way under most animals foolish enough to try to walk on it. It is for this reason that the surfaces of watery bodies have remained free of active animal life, with the exception of drifters and floaters. A few animals, such as water striders, have evolved the ability to actively use and move on this hostile but vast ecological niche. Water striders can walk on water because they are able to take advantage of a particular physical property of water. At the surface of a water mass, such as the boundary between air and sea, water molecules attract each other to create a thin but flexible skin. This elastic skin is called surface tension and is present on all watery surfaces. We are so large that surface tension rarely affects us, but the strider's life depends on it. Striders have evolved structural mechanisms that allow them to glide on surface tension as if it were a skating rink. A strider's middle and hind legs are lined with stiff hairs that repel water. The middle and hind legs are the only ones which come in contact with water all the time. One feature that people notice about striders is that in the shadow of the insect on a stream, there seems to be pads at the tip of each leg. These pads are only indentations in the water surface caused by the weight of the insect as its feet push the surface tension down without actually breaking it. The body of the insect itself does not touch the water. If something breaks the surface film, the strider rushes to find shelter. If the insect's body gets wet, it has to crawl onto vegetation to dry out completely before attempting to support itself on the surface again. Water striders have even invaded the ocean. Striders belonging to the genus Halobates, or bibdélo salé, live all their lives on the surface of the sea, the only insects to do so. There are two species in Seychelles, and one is very abundant around Mahé, darting among rocks near the shore. I have even collected these incredible insects many miles from land. They are attracted to lights, and sometimes hundreds may be seen at night, congregating around fishing boats. They fix their eggs to seabird feathers. They have also been found in seabird stomachs. Sea striders seem to form an important component in the diet of bridal terns or faucins. Recently, I have taken to lying on the beach near the water's edge. This is infinitely more satisfying and comforting than groveling in mud. And it has provided me with many insights as well as questions about the sea striders. Why is the sea strider the only insect that spends its whole life on the sea? Insects are the dominant group of animals on Earth today. There are more than a million species of insects in existence. They have invaded every possible domain on land, in the air, and in fresh water. Yet, the sea strider, Halobates, or Bib de los Salés, is the only one that comes closest to being marine. Why hasn't even one insect become sufficiently adapted to spend its whole life underwater? Why don't we see insects swimming among the corals and cruising with the fish? I leave you with these questions.